Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. It's the Financially Savvy Sister, your host for today. Today's financial advice is pay yourself first. I know the economy is tough right now, and all of us are trying to figure out ways to make ends meet and to save here and help our children pay for college, but pay yourself first. We were supposed to have as a guest today Mr. Gary McCants. He is the president and owner of McCants Communications Group, Incorporated, which also hosts the Black Pages USA online. They can be found at www.blackpagesusaonline.com. This year, they will be hosting their fifth annual Black Expo in Virginia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. The theme for this year is the power of e-commerce, energy, education, and the environment. Hopefully, Mr. McCants can join us sometime today, tonight during the call. If not, I will talk to you a little bit about the Black Expo. It's a wonderful event that they have been hosting for 5 years now, and you can find out more information at the website that I gave you. But here's a listing of the events that they have coming up. On Thursday, August 20th, 2009, they will begin registration in Virginia Beach. They will have the State of the African American Business Breakfast, which their keynote speaker is Rick Wade. They'll have a golf tournament later that day, and then a VIP reception at 8 o'clock. Then on the 21st, that Friday, they will have Cities of Hampton Roads presentation, a boat tour, pre-expo reception, and then Saturday will commence with the Black Expo featuring George Fraser and Morris Chestnut. That's from 11 to 7 p.m. If you are in the Virginia Beach area, you should definitely try to make this event. They will close the night out with a Black Expo VIP reception. It's by invitation only. If you're interested in attending this, call 757-399-4153. Again, this is the Black Expo in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. And for the dates in your area or in the other areas mentioned there, you should go to their website to check it out. Now, many people probably know that the Black Expo is something that few states have, but Indiana is very popular for having a Black Expo every year, and so is North Carolina, Virginia. I believe Kentucky has one in Atlanta as well. And these Black Expos are a great opportunity for small business owners and individuals to network with each other to figure out how one can become successful in their own business or in something that they're trying to venture out to. So I definitely encourage people to try to make it to one of the expos that are advertised in one of these states or in a state near you. It's definitely worth the trip. It's definitely worth the experience just in the information that you gain from some of the other leaders that are there or some of the information that people are passing out. One of the things that I want to talk a little bit about also is this Black Pages USA, and I really wish Mr. McCants was here so he could give us more information about what Black Pages USA is and how it got started and things like that, but I'm sure many of you have heard about Black Pages USA because it's very common. It's sort of like the African-American minority version. My understanding is the African-American minority version of the Yellow Pages, where we exhibit our businesses and businesses that cater to us and that we started and things like that, which I think is really excellent because we need to, you know, support the businesses in our community so we can continue to bring that money and that economics back into our community. We're going to take a break really quick, and I'm going to take some callers and see what they have to say.
In the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you.
Okay, we're back here at thinkbigradio.com, and this is the Financially Savvy Sister. We're talking to you a little bit about the Black Expo, upcoming Black Expo in North Carolina, Virginia, as well as networking opportunities and information regarding becoming a financially savvy individual. One of the things about this Black Expo that's upcoming in Virginia is that they will be hosting workshops and things like that that people can attend. And as I mentioned earlier, their theme is the power of e-commerce, energy, education, and the environment. And attending something like this is an opportunity for you to gain some financial knowledge for your business and individually about whether it's filing taxes or increasing investment income or figuring out how to balance your books, how to manage cash flow, things like that. This will be a great opportunity for you to network with other people who are doing it. I kind of want to talk a little bit about the power of networking. A lot of times we don't quite understand the power and importance of networking. Networking often provides an avenue for you to branch out into to meet people who are skilled and experts in an area that you may not be an expert in. So, for instance, if you want to know how to expand your business credit, or you want to know how to manage your books, and that accountant that you have is a little bit pricey, or you don't have an accountant or a CFO quite yet, but you need that, you go to different events and you meet people and you talk to them, you see what they're doing, and you figure out how they first started out, how they managed, how they became the empire that they are today. Because ultimately, that's all our goals, is to be successful business owners as well as make a difference in our community and a difference in the industry in which we are serving. So networking is definitely one of those things that is extremely important for the livelihood of your business as well as for you individually. If you want more information about the Black Expo, go to www.blackpagesusaonline.com, and you will be able to get more information about Mr. Gary McCants as well as the registration information and how you can get involved with the Black Expo and attend. Well, again, you're listening to thinkbigradio.com. And as always, at Think Big Radio, we love to hear from you, and we love to provide big thinkers with new information and ways to increase their business, so that they can be big thinkers as well. today. Again, this is the Financially Savvy Sister. To learn more information about the Financially Savvy Sister, visit her at www.thefinanciallysavvysister.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening and good night. Again, you're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com. To learn more about Think Big Radio's hosts and upcoming shows, please visit us at ThinkBigRadio.com. And to become a member of our NIN group, please visit our website at www.thinkbigradio.ning.com. It's a great place to network with other business owners, big thinkers, In today's business news, the federal chairman, Ben Bernanke, said the economy is to bounce back even stronger. At a town hall meeting in Kansas City, Missouri today, Bernanke said that the recovery will take some time, but that lessons learned will benefit the nation. Today as well, Obama plays up small business health care plans. In a new report from the president's economic advisor, he says small companies are severely disadvantaged by health care costs, but the price of reform may be even higher. It's also predicted that China's hidden debt problem is gloomy and to increase. Gas prices are down 7 cents in the past 2 weeks, and Honey Farms trims profit outlook. That's today in business news. Now more music from Gladys Knight.
Got you too.
Again, you're here with your host, the Financially Savvy Sister, and we're going over business and financial news for today. On Friday, the federal minimum wage jumped from $7.25 an hour from $6.55. Economists differ as to whether this will hurt or help low-income workers. Finding work over 65. For older workers forced to stay in the rat race longer, finding employment is no easy task. Right now, finding employment is not an easy task for anyone. But here are a few places that you can look. Higher ed jobs, if you're in education. Chronicle careers, if you're in education. You can visit CareerBuilder.com, Monster.com, Craigslist.com, AndsList.com, Women'sJobList.com. These are all wonderful places where you can find work-at-home positions, online positions, or traditional working positions. The best places to find jobs now. There are 6 metropolitan areas that qualified, according to payscale.com, with a population of 200,000 plus people, where unemployment rates are below the national average and they have a high proportion of professional jobs. The first place is Boulder, Colorado. The population is 290,000 people. They have a jobless rate of 5.8%, and the major industries there are high-tech, biotech, education. The next place is Madison, Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin has 263,000 people, and they have an unemployment rate of 4.7%, and the major industries there are government, education, and biotech. The next location is Washington, D.C., an East Coast city, 5.3 million people with a jobless rate of 5.5%. The major industries there are government, defense, and nonprofit. If you're looking for a job in government, defense, and nonprofit, Washington, D.C. is the place to be. The next place is Salt Lake City, Utah. Again, these are the best places to find a job in this economy with populations of 200,000 plus and have an unemployment rate below the national average, but a high proportion of professional jobs. We're at number 4, which is Salt Lake City, with 1.1 million. The jobless rate is 4.6%. Their major industries are education, tourism, and transportation. The 5th place, Lafayette, Louisiana, down there right above New Orleans, Louisiana. They have a population of 256,000 people with a jobless rate of 3.9%. The major industries are oil and gas. And the final place is Huntsville, Alabama. The population is 387,000 people with a jobless rate of an even 6%. If you are in the defense, aerospace, or telecom industries, Huntsville, Alabama is the place for you. Every city is not in a deficit. Every city is unemployment rate is not above the national average. There are 6 cities where the jobs are flourishing and the opportunities are great. You can find more information about this at www.thefinanciallysavvysister.blogspot.com. I'm going to take you back and mellow you out with some music by Frank Sinatra. I Did It My Way.
And now the end is here, and so I face the final curtain. My friend,
I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly
to thinkbigradio.com with your host, the Financially Savvy Sister. As we close today, remember to innovate every day. Learn how to stay more creative than the rest and find all the tools you need to make a marketing grand slam. You can find many of those tools here at thinkbigradio.com. And we hope that you listen again. Remember, visit our website for upcoming shows and to learn more about our Big Thinking hosts. You can also join our Ning site at www.thinkbigradio.ning.com. That's Ning, I-N-G.com. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember to think big.